Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. Hey, what's going on? It's your man, Cassin Williams, with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, of course, 2026, I want to thank everybody who's been rocking with me, showing the love again. I'm coming back every Friday with a new podcast. I got my other two podcasts I'm working on right now. Everything podcasting from the Podcast Guru, and I'm working on Achieving Success, which is my life coach work that I love to do. This year is a great year, everybody. And I wanted to start off by talking about, because, you know, last podcast, I just talked about a lot of different things. But this one, I'm being very specific. I'm talking about Black men and accountability. I'm getting right to it. I'm on the net all day now. You know, I'm doing research now for my podcasting and for a lot of other things. And one thing I'm seeing from Black men, now, I want to make this very clear. I get it. I look on net all day long, and I'm not trying to red pill it. Okay, I'm not one of those people, but I'm seeing the bashing of Black men. I'm seeing the discussion people are having. I'm seeing the people doing things for clickbait. I'm seeing people doing the red pill thing for bait, for clicks, for likes, and it's cool. Don't get me wrong. Everybody do what they do. I respect it. But one thing I am noticing is that Black men are not taking accountability. Right now, we're in a very slippery slope, meaning that because there's so much happening to us now, that it is easy for us as Black men not to take accountability for our actions and to blame others. Black men right now are not taking accountability for their actions. We're not taking accountability for our children. We're not taking accountability for our finances. We're not taking accountability for anything right now. And it's really bothering me. Now, don't get me wrong. I'll be the first to talk about how unfair life is to us as Black men, how we are not treated as equals, how our Black women bash us. We're sexualized in the media. Crime is not fair when it comes to us. I mean, all of these things are true. But see, this is the thing that we have to understand. We can't do what Black women do. Black women use everything that's against them, even things that aren't against them, and use them to play the victim. We don't have the luxury of playing the victim. We don't. Because we have so many things against us that anytime we play the victim, it goes on death's ear. Even when we truly are the victim. See, and that's the problem. Now, I know you're probably saying, well, Cass, at the end of the day, we do have all that going on with us. Why can't we play the victim? Because see, the thing is, look at where victimization has gotten Black women. Our Black women are single. Our Black women are single mothers. Our Black women are never held accountable for what they do. So they actually ramp it. They do things that are against their own interests. They vote for people that are against their interests. They do things that are detrimental to their lifestyle. I mean, look at what has happened to Black women. Now, women in general are never meant to take accountability. It's just we're just in a society that's structured that women don't have to take accountability for anything, and they use what happened to them in the past as a callousness for justification for that. Meaning, oh, back in the day we couldn't vote. Back in the days we had no rights. So now it's our time, and that's fine. That's a whole nother podcast to talk about. But Black men, unfortunately, we don't have that luxury. Because it is a luxury. Victimization in today's society is a luxury that we don't have, meaning that we cannot be the victims and get what victims are supposed to get. See, women play victim because they get gratification from that. They play victim at everything. If they play victim to a husband, they get child support. They play victim to society of bad financial choices, they get assistance from the government. Anything a woman does, especially a Black woman, is rewarded. Anything negative. When they're a single mother, they are praised as strong. When they are broke, they are praised as struggling. when they're ugly, they're praised as just, you know, as men that recognize their beauty. If they're fat, they recognize as body positivity. Everything a woman does that is negative or detrimental to herself is giving a positive praise. For black men, it is not the same. So how do we counteract that? We take accountability, meaning that we don't play the victim even when we are the victim, because it does nothing for us. Let me tell you an example for myself. Years ago, I was unemployed and I didn't have no money. And I said to myself, you know what? I don't have no money right now. You know, let me try to get some public assistance. I mean, shit, for years I was paying to the system, paying my taxes. Let me see. So I went and I applied, right? Now, no, when a woman has a child, 2, 3, 4 kids, they're allowed to go get public assistance. They get hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars, depending on the children. They get benefits galore, Medicaid, and, you know, they get public assistance. They get cash assistance. They get programs to help them with their rent, with their lights, all that stuff. Me, I was broke. I had kids. Of course, I had a family to support. So I went and I applied, and you know what I got? $16 a month. They gave me $16 a month. But see, that's what it is to be a man. Nobody's going to give you a handout. See, that's the problem. See, you could be wrong and right at the same time. You are right to play the victim when you are the victim. And we have been victimized as men. We are. Every day we're victimized as men, especially black men. Men in general are victimized, but in particular, black men. This is Black Men's Mental Health Podcast, so I'm going to talk about black men. Every day we're victimized. You can walk down the street and get accused of a crime that you didn't even commit. You can go to a store and be suspicious of a crime that you didn't even commit. You could be doing absolutely nothing in life, and they will still think you're a criminal. There is no other race on earth that has that problem. You are automatically seen as you did something. And yes, that is, you are a victim. You didn't do shit. You doing life right, and they still going to accuse you of wrongdoing, no matter what you do. I remember one time I was working as a social worker, and I had a woman, boss, right? And she said something to me. We would have a discussion about something, right? So I go in there and I'm talking to her. I'm standing at the desk. I wasn't over her. I wasn't yelling or screaming at nothing, but I was talking to her. She said, Mr. Williams, can you please sit down? I'm like, no, I don't really feel like sitting down. I was like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to get comfortable. I have work to do. I just want to talk to you. Well, because I feel uncomfortable. I'm like, why do you feel uncomfortable? I don't understand. I mean, there have been plenty of people come in there and talk to you in front of your desk. Why do I make you feel uncomfortable? Right? So when I asked her, I was like, why would I make you feel uncomfortable? I don't understand. I wasn't yelling at you or anything like that. Well, it's just that, you know, it's aggressive. I'm like, how is it aggressive? I'm talking to you like I talk to you all the time, just regular talk. But see, for a black man, it's aggressive. If you get mad and angry, it's aggressive. They automatically think violent and they're scared. And that happens all the time to us. So you don't, literally, you don't have to do anything and you're the victim. But the problem is that you don't get the same victim treatment. So to counter that, you have to take accountability for your life. One thing I've learned is that I create my own world. See, because the great thing about it is that when you know the rules to the game, you could play the game, because that's what it is. Know the rules to the game, because see, a lot of men don't want to accept the rules to the game. See, we can sit here and argue all day about how unfair things are. We can argue all day about how we shouldn't be victimized, how people should treat us equally, how they shouldn't fear us, how they shouldn't automatically think we're criminals, all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, there's nothing we can do about it, because this is the society we live in. So instead of crying about it, empower yourself and take accountability and play the game. See, once I understood that, I started to play the game, right? For example, and I always, you know me, I always give examples because I want you to understand my thinking. About a couple of years ago, me and my wife were at Universal. We were sitting in the car. We were having a really heated discussion, not an argument per tell, but it was heated about some situation. It wasn't like a me and her argument, but it was a situation we were discussing. My wife started to cry right about it. And because it was a sensitive, she was sad about it and she started crying in the car. Right. So I guess an attendant saw us in the car, her crying. The attendant called the cop. So the cop comes, knocks and said, "What's going on?" I was like, "Well, me and my wife, I have a discussion. It got emotional. She started crying. That's it. You know, no. Well, did anything happen? Did you do something?" I'm like, "What are you talking about, Dad? Dude, this is my wife. I did nothing. We was having a discussion. She was crying." "Well, don't you think that's wrong?" I'm like, "No, it's not wrong, because the situation, she cried. It was sensitive." And he was trying to tell me I was wrong for making her cry. I'm like, "Well, I did not make her cry. It was a situation." And he kept barging me. So now, am I right to say, shut the fuck up? At the end of the day, like, this is my wife. And if she could cry, she can cry if she wants to. But no, I said, "You know what?" I said, "Sir, right now, you need to practice de-escalation." I was like, "Because one, I'm not going to agree with you on what you said. And it's your right to have your opinion. But there was nothing we were doing illegal. We were having a discussion. And instead of you pushing me to think your way, which I didn't know that was the job of an officer, how about we de-escalate and we let you know what was going on and we're good?" "Well, are you going to go into the park?" Because we were at the Universal parking lot. I was like, "Yeah, we're going to go to the park." I was like, "But, you know, we was having a discussion." I was like, "Was there anything that was illegal about that?" I was like, "Let me know so, you know, you could correct me." "Well, no, I just think that, you know, don't you think it makes sense that you don't sit in the car and let her cry?" I was like, "Well, one, you do not know the situation. And two, if my wife wants to cry and let her emotions out for the situation, I'm going to allow her to." I was like, "I'm not really understanding the argument here." I was like, "So is there something else that I need?" "Well, if you're going to do, then he looked at the attendant. "Do you want to ban them?" I'm like, "Banned us for what? What was it that we did to be banned from Universal? We are annual pass holders. We visit here frequently. We would just have a discussion in the car." I was like, "And one, I did not know that there was a time limit that we had to sit in the car before we get into the park." I was like, "But if there are rules about that, please let me know." "Well, he's getting it." I was like, "One, let's practice de-escalation right now, because nobody's angry or mad. And we're going to go into the park." I was like, "Is there anything else we need to discuss?" "No." I was like, "All right, well, y'all have a great day." See, I handled that with poise. I handled that with calmness. I handled that with a clear mind. Now, was I wrong? Could I have went off because the cop is pressing me to think his way, which had nothing to do with the situation, had nothing to do with anything? Yeah. But I understood that I was just opening the door for him to do something, because obviously he was itching. He was itching to do something. Arrest something. He was itching. But I didn't allow it. See, and that's the thing about taking accountability. It's not about being right or wrong. It's about assessing the situation, taking accountability for yourself. Years ago, this was like, I don't know, 14 years ago, 15 years ago, I was chilling at a club. And I left the club early. I left the club. Usually I never leave the club when it closes. But at this time, I left the club when it closed. Nothing happens good at that. If you already know, nothing happens good. So there was a cop. They were doing an arrest. I was walking to my car. The cop comes up to me, says, "Go over." I was like, "Well, my car is right there. I'm just going to walk right there." "No, you're not." And then he comes and pushes me. So right then, I could have took accountability for myself and said, "No problem, officer, I'm going to go this way." Why? Because ultimately, I wanted to go home. Ultimately, it wasn't worth it. But at that time, I was mouthing off. "Why you push me, blah, 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 blah." Right? Now, was I right? Yes. Because he had no point. He had no reason to put his hands on me for anything. But I was victimized, so I acted as a victim does and fought back. Not physically, but with my words. You know what happened? I got arrested. The cop charged me with battery of a police officer, because he said when he pushed me, I pushed his hands off of me. So that's a battery, a felony. Resisted arrest with violence and battery of a police officer. I had to go through a jury trial and everything. Now, I had no record. I was a certified social worker for the state. No criminal record at all. And they didn't even want to even plea it out. Say, you know what? You know, a fine. No, they were trying to give me 5 years in jail minimum. I had to go through a whole jury trial, 2-day jury trial. And during that trial, a cop came in and lied for the cop, saying that he saw me push the officer. This officer wasn't even in the vicinity of what was happening, but said that he saw it from down the block. Now, a good story to this is that that same cop was arrested and charged with an incident where he was arrested a female. She said she was pregnant. He didn't believe her. And then he pushed her titty to see if milk come out. Yeah, crazy shit, right? So whatever. But that's an example of, was I a victim? Hell yeah, I was a victim. See, I didn't take accountability for myself, meaning that I didn't assess the situation. I started mopping off, and I wound up paying a fine, court cost, lawyer cost. I was on probation for 3 months, had to do some community service, which is all dropped. But I beat all the felonies, but they got me on some minor misdemeanor, but it was taken off after I did whatever. But I went through all, it was like a 6-month ordeal going through all of this stuff just because I didn't take accountability for myself to understand the situation. Because I was a victim, and I was a victim, and I was right. But sometimes you could be right, but you're wrong. And when you take accountability for that and understand the game you're playing, and you may say, well, Kaz, is that really accountability? It is, because you have to have self-control. You have to be accountable for yourself. See, that night I wasn't accountable for myself. And because of that, I lost job opportunity. I lost time. I lost a lot of things behind that. And I was right. People say that, you know, you're innocent till proven guilty, which we all know is a goddamn lie. As a black man, I mean, everybody is guilty before. I mean, I've never seen a court system where, you know, the person is treated well before. No, but as a black man, it is assumed that you are guilty regardless of what happens. So if you put yourself in a situation that's bad, you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt. You're not going to get the, well, maybe. No, they're going to automatically think you are a criminal, and then you have to prove yourself. And even when you prove yourself, they're still going to think that some way, somehow, you were still wrong in some way. You just got away with it. So when we take accountability for our actions, then we could play the game better. What I should have done is walked away, said, no problem, officer, walked away. That night, I would have been home in the bed with my wife making some sweet love. But no, instead, I was in a jail cell. So we have to take accountability. I've learned that the hard way, because it is very easy to play the victim when we are every day something's happening bad to us. So I understand. I completely understand. But we have to understand even more that we have to play the game. See, it's like spades. We are always given a bad hand, but we have to play it correctly. You know, you may play spades, you have a possible 4, but you get 3 or 4 books out of it. That's how you have to play life. You can't sit here and automatically think that anybody is going to feel sorry for you. That everybody's going to say, oh man, no, there's no understanding for us. There is absolutely no understanding. But see, the thing is, though, when you're the underdog, you have to learn the game. See, I think I've learned the game. In my years, I'm in my 40s, and I think I've learned the game. And once I started playing the game, I started to be successful. And that's what you have to do. You can't sit there and look at everybody and say, I should live that way. Like, look at a lot of these people out here. Like Diddy. Let's look at Diddy, for example. Diddy's rich, a billionaire. I mean, he was a billionaire. I mean, what, he's worth $300 million now. What was he? You know what I'm saying? But look what he's going through. Now, this is not justifying anything. So I'm not trying to say anything. I ain't trying to say get some baby oil or whatever. But see, He played the game until he didn't play the game anymore. See, he had everything in going for him. And then it went to his head and he started to do dumb shit. Going against the liquor people, beating Cassidy, doing all of this stuff because it went to his head. See, as a black man, we cannot rest. We don't have the privileges other people have. We don't have the privilege of sitting there and beating people and saying, oh, we get away with it because we got money. There's certain things you can get away with money. Don't get me wrong. But eventually, though, when you have enemies and they accuse you of something, you're done. See, now people will say, what about Epstein and Weinstein and these people that get caught up in the media? You know what? Those are sacrificial lambs. But at the end of the day, as a whole, because remember, I always tell people is there are rules to the game, right? And there are exceptions to the rules. But you can't rock like you are exception to the rules. See, that's the problem with people. People act like they're exception to every single rule. I don't play my life that way. I don't play my life that I'm exception to rules. That, yo, you know what? Blah, blah, blah got away with this. So I can't. No, I don't. I look at what statistically makes sense. And statistically, black men never are exception to rules, never get away with it. Because even when we think we're getting away with it, people are using it against us. Look at R. Kelly. I spoke about R. Kelly in my book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken. I speak about Diddy. I speak about Bill Cosby. Not because I'm a fan and I am a fan of R. Kelly's music, but not because I'm a fan of their personal lives and decision. It's because they're an example of black men that made it to the top, have all the money in the world, but still, allegations got them. Because as a black man, all it is an allegation. You could be found innocent and the allegation will still ruin your life. So you have to understand that is what you're up against. That is what's going on with you. You are a marked man from the time you are born. And then as a black man, other black men don't make it easier. Now, I'm not getting into this deeply. I think it's going to be another podcast I get into. But unfortunately, most black men are raised in a single parent household by a black mother, which are very emotional, controlling, bitter. A lot of things go on in the single parent household, especially single mothers. Now, I'm not here to bash single mothers and stuff like that. I think that's going to be a whole nother podcast I talk about. But in general, they don't raise the best kids in the world because there's no father. There's no balance in their life. So they're all emotions. They teach their child emotions. And now that this child on the corner shooting people up, fighting, doing a whole bunch of stuff because he never had any training of his emotions. Because all of that is emotions. All of that violence is emotions because a real man knows how to control his emotions. So you have to start taking accountability because when you don't, at least that. And then, like I said before, we don't have a very good example out there. Everything negative for a black man is commercialized and is monetized. And then when they don't need you no more, they throw you away. That's what it's about. We're the only culture that profits, that people make profit off of our negativity, off of our pain, off of our hurts, off of our broken homes. No other race makes money as a culture off of the negative stuff. We're the only culture that promotes negative stuff, things that are against our own personal interests and prance it like it's a flex. So at the end of the day, what we have to do is stop playing victim and take accountability as black men. Now, I know it's hard. I know you're like, damn, Cass, I go through a lot of shit. I got a lot of shit happening to me that's unfair, blah, blah, blah. But see, you got to move differently. I always say for people, no matter who they are, but particularly for black men, create your own world. Right. There's a lot of things we can do to avoid that. One thing, we can go get our education, get a good job, get a train. You know what I'm saying? Get a good woman. Get a woman that don't have red flags in the beginning, or be by yourself for a while. Build your money up. Go to the gym. Feel good about yourself. Avoid unnecessary interaction with people that don't make no sense. Avoid putting yourself in situations or having people around you that are negative. Don't put yourself in a situation where the cops could do something to you. Now, don't get me wrong. You could do everything right and still get caught up in some shit. But that's life in general. You could walk out and get electrocuted by a thunderbolt. You could be walking and get an aneurysm and have a heart attack, or a brain aneurysm and have a stroke. There are so many things that can happen that are not in your control. And being a victim in our society is not in your control. That's just a reality. So what do you do to counter it? So you do the things that you can control. You can control your health. You can control your mental. You can control your money. You can control who you're with. You can control who you're around. And you need to focus on that, because see, the problem is we keep looking at others and saying, man, they're getting away with so much. Man, they're doing so much. Don't listen to any woman telling you you got to make six figures to survive. Don't listen to no woman saying that you got to have a 12-inch penis to satisfy her love. Don't listen to no woman that says, oh, you got to support me and take care of my kids that are not by you. Don't listen to none of that stuff. Take accountability for yourself. Because at the end of the day, if you lack accountability, then you do anything. Focus on yourself. Focus on being a better man. Focus on being a better person. Because at the end of the day, nobody should be a liability in your life, meaning that they should not be a negative. They should not be bringing you more grief than they give. If they're giving you grief, eliminate them. A lot of times we're getting in trouble because we're around the wrong people, because we're trying to flex or we're trying to impress a woman. And at the end of the day, it gets us nowhere. Now, people are going to say, Cash, you're married, so you're talking a whole bunch of stuff. You telling me to be alone? No, I'm not telling you to be alone. I'm telling you to find the right woman. And let's be real, guys. We know the right woman. But see, you have to take yourself, you're accountable for that, because if you're out there just screwing a whole bunch of women, involving yourself with drama women that are going to hit off the first and you want that, then you know what? You reap what you sow. If you want the fast women, you want all that, you're going to come with problems. Baby problems, being a baby daddy, disease problems, or just your soul and mental health not good because you're dealing with bullshit. But don't go around thinking that because you're a victim, the world owes you something. Because these women get on you, you can say, fuck them. Like at the end of the day, I still have respect for women. Even the trifling hoes out there that I've dealt with in my past life, or right now I know a kind of trifling and stuff like that. But you know what? I let them go. God bless their soul. And I stay away from them. And that's what you got to do. Now, don't get me wrong. It's lonely. But see, the life of a man is lonely. Even when you're married and have kids and a wife, you're still lonely because you're the head of the household. You're making the decisions. And what happens when things go bad, it's on you. That's what it is to be a man. Like I wrote in my book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken, which is available on Amazon right now. We are meant to be broken. We are meant to go through the struggle, but we are never meant to play victim because of the struggle. We're meant to become stronger because of the struggle. And that's what's happened to men. We become weak because of the struggle. Oh my God, I'm a victim. They do this to us. They don't like me, blah, blah, blah. And we let it get to us. But see, any man is supposed to go through that to make him a better man, to make him stronger, to make him a better leader. We're not meant to have happiness through others. We're meant to create our own happiness. You get a wife, a good woman, to make you happy. You get your kids to have a legacy. You create that. Men are creators. We're not destroyers. We're creators. And don't let a woman, oh, I create life. No, they don't create life. They incubate life. We give the life. We create. We build. We have everything around us for us, not for anybody else. If you don't have a woman that's helped you build your empire, leave her. If she's not about seeing your dream and your vision and working with you, then leave her. The worst thing a man could ever do is run behind a woman in her dreams. Because let's be real, a woman in general is not meant to stay in front of a man. She's meant to be behind a man. Not saying she's a slave to you, but she is meant to follow you and your leadership. Because when a woman leads, it's disaster. For example, single mothers. Most of these kids in jail, in the streets, killing, anger problems are from single mothers. See, mothers are there to incubate. They're there to cater to it, to covet, to coddle. They're not there to actually be leaders and to actually teach what a man or a woman needs. Because don't get me wrong, just because you're a man and you have a girl, don't mean you teach the girl what man to look for to be a provider for her. What traits to avoid. So black man, you are needed. You are a leader. And you have to start leading. Don't be following the trends. Don't be sitting here bashing all women and being sorry for yourself. Get your money up. Get your body up. Get your weight up. Get all of that up for yourself. Avoid shit you don't need to, because half of the time people are getting in trouble. Like, I hate when I look online and I see all these people getting pulled over, right? Now, yes, some cops are profiling. Some cops are, you know what I'm saying, doing slick shit. Yes, they are. But half of the time I knock my head because I see these dudes, like every goddamn black person want to be a goddamn lawyer. Can you please, can you articulate what crime I've committed? Can you, like literally everybody's a lawyer now because they see some goddamn videos. And now everybody's a lawyer and they want to talk right back and forth to a cop. Accountability. Accountability is understanding that that nigga got a gun on him and you don't. That nigga could shoot you and probably get away with it and justify it. That nigga could put you in jail and justify it. Like, accountability is understanding your actions and controlling yourself. Emotional maturity is a trait of a man. Yeah, you pulled me over unfairly, unjustly. So if I know that you pulled me over unjustly, I already know you got something against me. You're fishing for something. You're waiting for me to make a mistake. Because if I know you pulled me over, I didn't deserve to get pulled over. That means you're trying to look for something. Bare minimum, they're probably trying to get their quota for their ticket quota. So you know what? Accountability say, you know what? Give my ID, give my insurance. You ask questions, answer them really, you know, vaguely, and keep moving. Deal with the ticket in court, pay the fine, whatever. But accountability is understanding that when you're in that situation, they're not looking to let you go. They're not looking to be a nice guy. They pulled you over because they're trying to do something. Some is sinister. Some is maybe legit. But at the end of the day, it's never going to end well for you. When I get pulled over, I just sit there. I say, hey, officer, how you doing? Was there something that, you know, something I did? And they say, oh, well, give it on. Here, just give it. I'm not going to go back and forth because you're not going to win. How are you going to win with a dude with a gun that could legally shoot you? Like, how are you going to win? The whole, I'm not pulling my window down and all this other stuff. I'm not paying for, I have a Jag right now. I'm not paying for that window to get repaired. You know how much that is? So I'm going to pull my window all the way down because he ain't trying to break my window because he want to be a jerk. Because what you don't understand is that the law is always on their side. They always make some stuff up. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some stuff that happens that's just unfair. It is. But see, that's the thing. You don't have control of that. You have control of yourself. If this cop is meant, if he wants to shoot you or put you in jail, they're going to find something. So you're not going to, there's no amount of talking you're going to do to get out of it. So you know what you do? You just give them your information. You sit there. If they give you a ticket, take the ticket and just go. Now, this is not saying that the cops are right. This is not saying that you shouldn't defend yourself, but there's a time and a place for that. And the time and the place is not when you're getting pulled over on the highway or on a block with a cop that got a gun. See, we do things to try to defend ourselves, which is stupid because we're in a losing situation. But you're playing chess, not checkers. So at the end of the day, just be quiet. Handle your business so you be straight. See, self-preservation is the basic human instinct. Not yelling and screaming to you. No, it's saying, all right, this is unjust. Let me just do everything I can to document what's going on now. Get my ticket, and then I'll fight it in court. Worst case scenario, you have to pay a fine. But you're still alive. You're still able to go home, call the little shorty or have a good time or something, drink, watch TV, whatever. But you wrap your mouth, you're either dead or in jail. Both are the same. Because once you go to jail and get a felony, you might as well be dead out in these streets because you ain't got a job. Your life is over. So understand, take accountability for yourself as a black man in America. We can't sit here and worry about what the white man ain't doing for us or what they doing to us. We live in a world where you could do whatever you want now. You could have 4 baby mamas. You could do whatever you want now in this world. But you have to be smart about it. Because if you're not, they're going to come down on you. If you're having random sex with women and you're not protecting yourself and you know you don't want kids, don't be mad when you're in court and they're taking half of your check and your 401k and everything you earned for, they're taking it. Yeah, that's unfair. But if you up there not taking accountability for yourself, you put yourself in that situation. I don't feel sorry for no guy in child support that wasn't married. I don't feel sorry for none of them because you put yourself in that position fucking with that chick. There's so many things out there as a man. I say this about women too, but I'm saying as a man, there's so many things you can do not to have a baby. You could, 1, wrap it up. 2, I mean, even though you shouldn't do this, but at least you're trying pull out method at least. Or get a vasectomy if you don't want kids. But at the end of the day, don't put yourself in a position that some woman in the court system is going to take half or mostly all of what you got. Don't sit there and date women with kids. Then complain when the son or the daughter looks at you and say, "You're not my daddy." Oh, I was trying to be a nice guy. I fell in love with her. I'm taking care of kids. No, you're the victim because you did all that, but you're stupid because that happens all the time. Now, I'm not saying that you can't meet a woman that has kids and fall in love and have a great relationship. I'm not saying that that can't happen. But like I said before, there are rules to the game. And there are exceptions to the rule, but doesn't mean you move your life like you're an exception to the rule. So please, and stop sitting here listening to these red pill guys talking. This is another thing that black men are doing right now. Right? Because our worst enemies sometimes are our own people. Let's be real. They're only doing this to get views. They're doing this to get money. Because at the end of the day, that's what they're doing. They understand that they're hitting a nerve. And what they're saying is getting people to watch them, and they're getting paid off of it. So understand, like you sitting on there and you listen to all these guys talking about you should do this, you should do that, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Because all they're trying to tell you, you're the victim. These women ain't shit. You're the victim. Do you? And it's going to get you in more trouble. I look at it as entertainment and education, meaning education for me to do my podcast and do my business. But at the end of the day, I do not take their advice for my life. Never. And you need to do the same thing. So understand, 2026, I call it 10. If you add up all of it, 10. You know what I'm saying? In the year of the 10, get yourself straight. Put yourself in positions for you to win. Don't put yourself in positions to be a victim, because you're never going to get the benefits of being a victim like other people do. So put yourself in a position to win. Lead, don't follow. Listen, don't speak. Because you learn a lot more when you listen. Move with integrity and purpose. Surround yourself with people, men or women. Don't care about the nationality. Surround yourself with people that are positive, that see things like you. Always keep learning. Never get comfortable in your education. Meaning, never get comfortable in you know what you know. Never say, this is the way I am. Always evolve and grow and learn. Because the landscape is always changing. The rules are always changing. And if you stay vigilant and learning and keep your eyes open, then you could play the game even better. Put yourself in a position that none of that stuff affects you. Because half of the time, the shit that happens to us, we caused it. Meaning we either did something for the reaction, or we put ourselves in a situation that we shouldn't have put ourselves in. So please, please, black men, take accountability for yourself. But I will reiterate, taking accountability doesn't mean that you aren't the victim and you're not victimized. It's not saying that at all. But taking accountability is understanding that you are the victim, but you're not going to move as a victim, because you will never get the benefits of being a victim in our society as a black man. All right, guys. Appreciate you rocking with me. Another, I told you I'm going to be doing my podcast every week. Stay tuned for my new podcast, man. I want people to get this money, man. I have made over the years of my podcasting, from my hosting to the label, I mean, to the hosting, to the doing shows, to all that, I have made well over $1 million+ just podcasting alone, from different areas, from my books to shows that paid, hosting, all that stuff. And I'm here to teach you how to do this podcasting. So everything podcasting, the podcast is coming. So I'm going to drop either next week or the week after. And I really want you to follow that. I'm not going to put it on this because I'm keeping this focus on black men's mental health, but I'm going to start that new one. Also, Achieving Success. I wrote a book, which was a bestseller for a few weeks on Amazon, right? Called Achieving Success. And I'm a life coach, as you know, and I want to teach you the tools of success. Now, this podcast, I'm talking about black men and stuff like that. Of course, I'm going to talk about, you know, successful things, all that. But that podcast is going to be strictly about what it is to be successful. And I'm not talking out my ass because I'm faking it. And I'm talking because at the end of the day, I am successful in my life, and I want to give you the keys to being successful. So definitely watch out for that podcast. So I got two podcasts coming. Everything podcasting and Achieving Success. Both of the podcasts are going to be coming in a week or two. I'm working on them right now. Also, every Friday, I'm dropping a new Black Men's Mental Health. Also, download the Culture Radio, all brand new 2026, new website up. I have my own radio station. I'm probably going to do I have my own radio station on my network called Black Men's Mental Health Radio, where I play all my podcasts, old, new podcasts. And I'm probably going to be doing a live show pretty soon on my radio station. So I'm excited about that. I'm working on that right now. And I got a lot of projects I'm working on right now, management situations, label. I got a lot of things right now that are coming to pass. Like I said before, I had to take like 2 months off because my wife had surgery. She had to recover. I had to be there to help her recover. So, you know, that was priority. You know, I had to be there for the family. You know, my wife is a big part of my life. I love my wife to death. So her being out for about 2 months, you know, I had to step up a lot of stuff on my end to help my wife out through that. So I just decided to chill out and just focus on that. So I wasn't really podcasting or doing any real business. But now that she's good, she's back to working out. I'm back on my grind. I'm back on my square, as they call it. So, every Friday, I'm dropping a new podcast. And like I said, I'm going to do that live show pretty soon. Also, keep looking at the Black Men's Mental Health Instagram and Facebook. I'll be doing a lot of commentary on there. Okay. I think it's time for me to start showing my face and doing some commentary. I know I said I'm going to do video and stuff like that. I know I've been saying that for like 2 years now, but you know, life be lifing, but I'm going to start doing that. So definitely check out. I got a great following on Instagram and on Facebook. So I'm going to start really monetizing some things and taking it that route because this information really needs to get out there. All right, guys. Well, if you want to know anything about me, go to CasanovaWilliams.com and you can find about myself and all my companies, because I got a shitload of companies right now that I'm working on, you know, my product line, my hotel and resort business that I'm working on right now. So definitely check that out. Also, if you just want to listen to this podcast only and just listen to this episode and pass, I know in February is going to be my 6-year anniversary. Because I started this podcast in 2000 my 5-year anniversary, I think, because I started it February 24th, 2021, I believe. So I think it'd be my 5-year. I don't know. I'll let you know. But so I'm going to be doing something special for that. I'm over 200 episodes, people. I appreciate you so much for rocking with me, to supporting me. Trust me, man, this podcast, I will always do because it literally changed my life. You don't think so, but if you really want to go back to the old podcast and listen to me and you hear how I was then and what I was going through and all that. So definitely go to blacknewsmentalhelp.com and check it out. All right, guys, until next time.